You're listening to Mind Sports Performance and Wellbeing, the evidence-based podcast that will seriously improve your game. Whether it's building self-confidence, enhancing resilience, or simply understanding how to handle pressure best, this podcast will help you. I'm Roberto Forzoni, a performance psychologist working with world and Olympic champions and a consultant with the BBC. Welcome. Building Self-Confidence Level 3. Further Benefits of Self-Confidence 2. Welcome back. In the previous modules, we've looked at the nature of confidence and explored fragile and robust confidence and looked at what you need to be confident about, including your mental capacity and resilience. In the last module, we started looking at the benefits of being confident and explored the feel-good factor. Now, let's look at the next key benefits that confidence brings: investing in resources and energy. When I work with underperforming athletes and teams, one surprising aspect that tends to cause underperformance is a reduction in levels of effort or persistence. This reduction in effort is often unconscious, which means players or teams are not even aware of it. And to get out of a slump, there needs to be a real realization that more effort needs to be expended. Don't misunderstand this as a lack of effort. It isn't. Sometimes it may be too much effort, but directed at the wrong place, and normally as a result of lack of confidence and subsequently poor thinking. Fortunately, with elite level sport at least, there are a multitude of tracking and analysis tools that can identify and monitor levels of work rate and effort. So one of the problems associated with underperformance can easily be identified and addressed. Despite wanting to try and put things right when in the slump, some athletes and teams who lack confidence can start to exert less effort and reduce their work rate because they get into the mindset where they feel that whatever they try and do, they're not going to be successful. This invariably leads to a downward spiral in confidence, which can be catastrophic. For example, the former British number one tennis player, Tim Henman, would often reach the final stages of the Wimbledon All England tournament. The sheer weight of public expectation and the pressure of progressing beyond the semi-final proved his undoing. Despite considerable natural talent and physical prowess, Henman never graced centre court for the men's singles final. Self-confidence gives you the motivation to stretch yourself, to reach higher. In Henman's case, perhaps to progress from the semi-final stages to the final of Wimbledon. Confident people tend to set goals and face challenges in which there's a level of uncertainty about the outcome. Importantly, they pursue these goals with more vigour and enthusiasm than less confident athletes. If you haven't done so already, take a listen to the programmes on goal setting and Make It Happen in the Mind app. In the English Premier League, Leicester City caused a sensation in the 2015-16 season when their outstanding season form led them to attain an exceptional degree of team confidence. This enabled them to take on and beat seemingly superior opponents on a consistent basis. They played each game to win. The confidence drove them to their most successful season in the club's history, ending up winning the English Premier League after starting the season at 5,000-1 outsiders and favourites for relegation. It was similar when an underrated and unfancied Greek soccer team shocked the world of football when they won the 2004 European Championships, beating heavyweights including Spain, France and the Czech Republic. They beat Portugal twice en route to their success. Confidence can really help you excel. So confident people or teams set more challenging goals for themselves, and there's plenty of scientific evidence to show that clear and challenging goals leads to greater achievement. We'll take a look at precise benefits of goal setting in another program, but suffice to say now, by setting yourself constant challenges, and particularly challenges which increase over time, you can develop your confidence with every step you achieve on that journey to your ultimate goal. Conversely, people who lack confidence might set goals that are either easy to achieve or, perhaps ironically, that are too difficult to achieve. They might not even set a goal at all, but leave things entirely to chance or have what I call do my best goals, which can be equally ineffective. Leaving things to chance is not an effective way to build your confidence. You need to take the reins and be an agent of change, the architect of your own success. No one else can help you achieve as much as you're able to help yourself. Confidence is about ownership, responsibility, and feeling empowered to make a positive change. In sport, performers who lack confidence will be all too content to play opponents who are a lot less able or who are much better than them. This minimises the challenge face. It might be easy to beat a lesser opponent, and if they lose against a better opponent, they feel safe in the knowledge that not much more was expected of them. In contrast, if you're confident, you're much more likely to invest greater effort into achieving and to be more persistent, particularly when faced with significant obstacles. You work harder because you're secure in what you need to do and feel that you're prepared well for the task at hand. Most notably, you don't waste time or mental effort thinking about what might go wrong. Athletes who have low self-confidence tend to show low levels of effort in striving to achieve a task. When faced with challenging situations, such as a prolonged lack of success, tough opponents, or a losing match score, their heads go down. That is, they get demoralised and discouraged. For confident athletes, the sense of dissatisfaction works as a type of incentive, and they'll subsequently increase their efforts and persistence in order to realise their goals. For athletes who lack confidence, this dissatisfaction turns into disincentive, and they're more likely to give up or just reduce their efforts. Remember that confidence allows you to be like a squash ball. The harder you hit, the faster you can bounce back. Tennis great Pete Sampras summarized this nicely when he said, "Confidence allows athletes to demonstrate persistent effort at crunch time in matches. It's important to let opponents know you're not going to give up or tank the match due to mental or physical fatigue." So in summary, over the last two modules, we've learned that there are three main benefits associated with being confident. We looked at the feel-good factor in the previous module, and now we've explored the investment of resources and energy. Simply put, confident people tend to invest more resources and energy into their activities, and as they do, their confidence is further enhanced and they put in more effort, so it's a nice upward spiral. In the next module, we'll take a look at the third benefit that comes with self-confidence: thinking effectively. Your mind activity today. Consider something you've done well recently, perhaps a performance that you were really confident about. In this module, we've looked at how confident people invest more effort and energy into the things they do. So looking back at that thing, what do you recall about the energy and efforts you put into that particular activity? What resources did you draw on to help get you through successfully? As you'll learn, by having a good self-awareness on what you do when performing successfully, you'll be much better placed to draw on these attributes in the future. And later, you'll see how these thought processes will add to you building your robust confidence. Thank you for listening to the Mind Sports Performance and Wellbeing podcast. Can I ask two things from you? Firstly, please like and subscribe the podcast, as this helps us get noticed. Likewise, if you can share the podcast with friends who might also benefit, I'd really appreciate it. The more attention the podcast gets, the more information I can bring to you. Thank you and enjoy.